This is our darkest afternoon. This Thursday, though, will be the turnaround. It's a great winter milestone, the day of our earliest sunset. It puzzles people, but in fact, it's a reliable yearly sequence. First comes earliest sunset, this week. Then there's the solstice, half a month later, the day with the fewest minutes of daylight. Finally, another 2 weeks later, in early January, we get our latest sunrise. So we're now slam-bang at the low point of afternoon sunshine. And since far more people are awake and aware of things at 4:30 p.m. than they are at 6 in the morning, in a very real sense, you can forget about the solstice and the official shortest day of the year. So far as what most folks actually experience, now is the darkest time of the year. Of course, the degree of darkness varies depending on how far north you live. And the time that the clock reads at sunset also varies depending on how far east or west of the standard time zone you live. Eastern Standard Time is set for longitude 75 degrees, a line that passes through Oneonta and Herkimer, New York. All of us who live east of that line, which is essentially everybody who's hearing this, experiences a progressively earlier sunset. Drive just an hour east from Albany on the Mass Pike, and the sun will set 10 minutes earlier. It all reflects the reality that tropical sunsets hardly vary throughout the year, while polar sunsets change wildly through the seasons. If you lived on the equator, your minutes of daylight would never change throughout the year. By contrast, our northern listeners experience the most radically short days in December. As for the time of sunset, going east around Earth's curve makes the western horizon rise up to block the sun sooner. Drive 70 miles east, and the sun sets 10 minutes earlier. The very earliest sunsets are along the northern coast of Maine. But wherever you live, by next weekend, afternoons will be getting brighter. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.